looking at the current state of STEM fields here in Australia, could you give us perhaps a snapshot? Is there issues around accessibility or even student numbers?
Well, there's sort of two main issues at the moment. So the first is that teachers who are teaching science, technology, math subjects in years 7 to 10, so in those the upper high school, about one in five of those teachers don't actually have any qualifications in maths or science. So they're teaching out of their own field, right? So that's potentially concerning because it means it's harder to pass on the detailed content knowledge to students. And then there's been the flip side of that equation is that there's been fewer students doing STEM subjects in years 11 and 12 recently. There's been a small decline over the past 10 years. And then that's filtered through to the university level where there's relatively fewer local students going in and doing STEM subjects. So overall, you have this kind of cycle where there's fewer people studying STEM, and arguably STEM isn't being taught well enough at the school level, and then that has a flow-through effect.
You know, not to put too fine a point on it, but if you're talking about people that have studied STEM fields at a university level, one assumes they were wanting to go into a STEM field when they graduated. So where are you going to find the STEM graduates at a university level that are going to want to go into teaching?
Well, that's a really good question, Sean. It's a very difficult problem to solve. I mean, the truth is there's a lot of people who have done STEM degrees and have worked for a few years in the industry and then want to become teachers. So there are quite a few people who've had some other career and then choose as a second career to go into teaching. The problem is that in order to do that, they then need to do a second degree, what's known as a Master of Teaching, which is basically 2 years. So they need to take 2 years off work, which is obviously, you know, a big commitment, especially later on in life if you're trying to change careers. So that's a bit of a disincentive for those people to go and teach. The second problem as well is that the way the teacher wages are set up in Australia is that regardless of the subject you teach, you generally get paid about the same amount. So even though, for example, there appears to be an oversupply of teachers in some areas like history and English and an undersupply of teachers in areas like maths and science, they get paid the same anyway. So one potential solution is to have a differential pay rate, so to pay teachers more depending on whether there's a shortage in that field.
Well, we did mention Simon Birmingham had put forward suggestions for some incentives. Was that one on the table?
Well, that's not one specifically suggested. I mean, the thing is, the problem for Simon Birmingham is that the federal government has relatively little power over this kind of thing because the states and territories run their own school systems, they have their own rules, they have their own teacher accreditation set standards for universities and so on. So there's only a limited amount the federal government can do. That being said, the federal government does fund the universities. It does provide funding to states and territories. So I think what you'll find is that overall, the federal government's trying to have a high-level plan, sort of a bird's-eye-level plan of how to get more qualified STEM teachers in schools. And they're going to try to have to get the states and territories to agree to the plan.
Were there any other incentives that were suggested?
Well, I suppose the other thing is for universities. I guess there's a bit of a difference in the way STEM teachers can come out. So the thing is, you can either do a Bachelor of Science and do a Bachelor of Education, for example, or you can just do a Bachelor of Education with a major in science. But the problem is that major in science probably isn't as rigorous on average as doing an actual Bachelor of Science, right? So one thing the federal government could do is to try to incentivize the universities to try to encourage students to do that double degree, to do a proper degree in science, rather than just doing a little major within a Bachelor of Education.
You know, I know there are other fields that have sort of struggled in the past. I mean, nursing struggles at times, even finding teachers just across the field struggles at times. Have we seen similar initiatives to this in the past?
Yeah, there has been. Yeah, obviously there's been shortages and oversupplies of many different professions. I mean, the thing is with teachers, there isn't actually a shortage of teachers, right? There's plenty of teachers out there. The issue is that we don't have enough teachers specifically qualified in the STEM subjects. So it's a bit of a small issue within the teaching profession. But I mean, I think ultimately, in the long term, the only solution is going to be paying teachers at different rates depending on what their qualification is and depending on whether there's a shortage in particular areas such as in STEM.
And should the government really be incentivizing one field over another?
Well, I don't think it should, but that being said, I mean, we can't have a situation as we appear to have now where you have all these teachers in a particular subject who just aren't qualified to teach. It's not fair on the teachers and it's not fair on the students. And that has a flow-through effect, and it means fewer students do well in science and maths, fewer students feel confident doing it in year 11 and year 12, and that means that fewer students end up studying STEM subjects at university, and that's obviously a problem. So in that sense, if there is a shortage of science and maths teachers, then perhaps the only way is to increase their wages relative to other teachers.
Well, Blaise, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one this morning.
Great. Thank you, Sean.